And what I would like for you to help us do is to get a correct understanding of the tenets of Islam. And let us begin, if I may, with violence. Osama bin Laden advocates violence. Is this a basic tenet of Islam?
No, Islam is a religion of peace. Peace with God and peace with the creation that God, as God made it. Keeping the beautiful innocence of human nature and the beautiful purity of human nature, this is an obligation on Muslims. Muslims are spiritual people, religious people, and who want peace for themselves, peace for their fellow man, peace for the world.
What about aggression?
Aggression is forbidden in Islam. It expressly says, God says in our holy books, be not aggressive. And even in case of war, if the other side shows a willingness to have peace or a willingness to stop the war, you incline towards them also in like fashion.
What about suicide?
Suicide is this great sin in Islam as it is in Catholicism and Christianity and most of Christianity. It's one of the major sins.
So if a person says they believe in suicide, they believe in the murdering or the killing of innocents, can that person be a Muslim?
No, most of the scholars, the members of the ulama, most of the scholars in Islam who are religious scholars, they condemn such and give it and say, and they say, and I say along with them, there's no support anywhere in Islam, in our holy book, or in the life of our prophet for such.
What about jihad? Jihad, of course, means holy war.
Yes, it does. And we are told that the greatest jihad is when you put your own life on the line, you sacrifice your life for your cause. Perhaps that is, but we know that our prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the 7th century prophet, he said that the greatest jihad is the jihad that we have going on within our hearts and souls to conquer evil, to conquer bad inclinations, and render, and put and present ourselves peaceful and in good behavior before our God. That is the greatest thing. And every sincere religious person knows that jihad. Jihad simply means struggle. If literally translated, jihad means struggle.
A struggle with yourself within?
Yeah, firstly with yourself to conquer that is taking you away from the good person or behavior that God wants for you, according to your holy book. And according to the prophet who led us to live, who showed us how to live our religion, that's the first jihad. And then we are obligated to also struggle in the world with our souls. But we're not to struggle in the world with our souls until we first have our souls conforming to what God wants for us. So a person who is taken over by violence, by bitterness, by hate, and is enraged, that person is not good for our jihad in the world.
Please help us understand jihad. Jihad in English means religious war.
Yes, and that meaning has been given to it by circumstances, by wars, by fighting. The original meaning of jihad is to struggle with your life, to make your life conform to what God wants of you, according to what's in our holy book and in the life tradition of our prophet Muhammad, the 7th century prophet. The first jihad in Islam is the struggle within yourself to keep out bad influences, to keep out bad thoughts, etc., so that you remain for God, peaceful, obedient, respecting your fellow man, his rights, his life, etc., and respecting God, of course. Then jihad also is in the public, to carry that struggle out into the public, to be an influence in the public, to bring the public life to conform to what God wants. And the jihad goes for war, too, also. When you're at war, God says, struggle with your souls, with your wealth, and with your own soul. with your own person, or with your own soul, in the path of God, in the path of God. Cease be the lie. This is not the path of the world. It's the path of God. So if we let worldly spirits rule us when we're fighting, even when we're at war, we are not fit as soldiers, as Muslim soldiers. We are not fit. The spirit of God's word should be always prevailing in us over the spirits of the world. So if something gives me hate or injuries caused to me or to my family or to my people or to my nation, caused me to act out of bitterness and to fight in the spirit of bitterness, then I'm not fit as a Muslim soldier. We are told in our holy book that we are not to allow the hatred of a people to influence us to bad conduct or to do wrong, and swerve from doing what is just. This is the word of God. This is not me saying this. I'm quoting our holy book. So that tells us that no matter what circumstances are in the world, we are still to obey God and conduct ourselves in a way that is acceptable in the presence of God.
Even when a Muslim has been done wrong by someone else, when a Muslim is angry about his or her own social and economic situation, there's nothing in the Holy Book, the Quran, that gives a Muslim the right to be aggressive, to take a life, or to take his or her own life.
Yes. God tells us never be the aggressor. Never be the aggressor. But to retaliate, to respond to what has troubled you and made your life miserable or attacked upon your life, certainly we are authorized and justified in doing that. However, there is a conduct imposed upon us by God, no matter what the situation is. It can be heated war, violent war, physical war. Still, we have to conform to what God asks of us. And the prophet taught the believers, he said they were at war, and they were not the aggressors. Prophet Muhammad was so peaceful and so much interested in giving the message of Islam to the world that he took a lot of abuse. Once he was rejected by the people of Taif, the mountain area, rich area in Saudi Arabia, and they didn't accept his message, and they rejected him very harshly. And as he was leaving that mountain area, it is recorded in history by Maududi, Muslim, and Bukhari, the two authorities for recording history of Prophet Muhammad, is recorded there that blood could be heard in his sandals as he was walking. They could hear the blood in his sandals as he walked away. And he did not come back, try to get an army to come back and destroy Taif.
Did they physically attack him?
Yes, they threw stones at him. Mostly little children were throwing the stones, but some adults also.
His body was bleeding.
Yes, and the blood was in his sandals, running down into his shoes, sandals, and was making a splashing sound in his sandals. And he never said, now let's take care of those people. Now I have a strong army. Let's go and take care.
Now available, the new book titled The Champion We Have in Common, The Dynamic African-American Soul, authored by Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American Society leader, on sale now at your local Islamic center, or call 1-708-798-6653. That's 1-708-798-6653. Ask for Amatullah.
If a Muslim went against the laws of the Quran and wanted to destroy all Jews or wanted to destroy all non-Muslims,
he'd be going against the Quran. You can't do that and be a Muslim.
Not consciously. That's a non-Muslim.
Yes, you can't consciously do that and be a Muslim, because the Quran says there are an example or a party among the Jews and among the Christians who promote fair dealing and righteousness for mankind. And the same is required of Muslims. And God says, Let you be a people promoting fair dealing of righteousness for mankind. So if we say all Jews are condemned to be condemned, we're going against our holy book. And our holy book even goes further to say, God says, whoever is a believer in God and the last day and believe in being accountable to God, he has no fear. He should have no fear, nor should he grieve.
Do you have,
his reward is with God, with his Lord.
Do you have
that and will die for it? And I'm one of them.
Right. Now, I want to move to another topic. And I received an email that I'm going to read from a man in Torrance, California. And I think this is a challenge for you and for people like you who can help us understand. And I think it comes from a point of view that many people hold, Americans. Perhaps they won't admit it in public, but a lot of it is misconception, and I would like for you to respond to it. I'd like to read you just one sentence that I wrote to set it up, and this is what I wrote. I'm not quoting the man yet. This is me. Mindful that 6 million Muslims, 3 million or 50% of whom are African Americans, live in the United States, President Bush, in the wake of the death of 6,000 innocent Americans at the hands of extremists, advised that we should avoid describing terrorists as, quote, Islamists. President Bush said, quote, the people who did this act on America and who may be planning further acts are evil people. They don't represent an ideology. They don't represent a legitimate political group of people. They're flat evil, end of quote.
Mm-hmm.
And that attack, and he went on to say, that attack, those attacks had nothing to do with Islam. In this email from a man, I said, from Torrance, California, he offers the following history, analysis, and challenge to the American Muslim community. I'd like to read a paragraph at a time, and I'd like for you to respond in any way you'd like. This is his first paragraph. Quote, true Islam, we are told by moderate American Muslims, means submission to God. It is a religion of peace, equality, and tolerance. Typical was a Muslim doctor in Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles Times, when he said that the September 11 attacks were, quote, insane crimes, which have, quote, nothing to do with any religion, and it has nothing to do with Islam. The teaching of Islam is totally against violence. That's what a Muslim doctor said. Another Times article informed, quote, Muslims don't proselytize, and they, the terrorists, are not practicing Islam. Islam is a peace-loving religion. That's what another point of view.
Mm-hmm.
We're also informed that the concept of jihad, struggle or holy war for Allah, is really a personal war for self-mastery, having nothing to do with waging war against others. In sum, we're being told that the alleged hijackers were not true Muslims, but deranged and aberrant members of some fringe cult foreign to Islam. And I'm sure you agree with all of us. You said that to one of
them. Yes. Yes. Identifying Muslims, what Muslims are. We have extremists in Islam, but most of the extremists in Islam that we accept as religious personalities, those extremists were mystics, and they took mysticism to the extreme. I don't think anywhere I can find any support for including those who have mentalities like Hitler, Adolf Hitler had, or persons who would kill innocents to get attention to their cause among those extremists. So when we say extremists, we're talking about extremists in mysticism and not extremists in conduct, in human conduct or human behavior. Extremists in human behavior are condemned. They are not accepted as Muslims. So regardless of what the person who's writing these, saying these things, has in his mind, I know for a fact that Islam must be always accepted and cannot be accepted in any way as a religion of peace, a religion of diplomacy, which you may say tolerance and respect for others, and it is a religion of human excellence. Human excellence. So this religion forbids that I not respect my own good human nature. It says, can I speak a little Arabic, maybe?
Please.
Okay. For those who are in the audience, they understand Arabic. Allah, God says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in our Quran, God says that this religion is deen al-fitrati allati fatara an-nasa alayha. He said, this, your religion, when it was established through Muhammad, God announced that this is your religion, is religion patterned on the original pure pattern of human beings, of the human being, his original human nature. Innocence. We believe in the innocence of man, that man is born innocent, though in sin, in a world of sin he's born, but he's born, his own essence are innocent and pure. Innocent and innocent and pure. Every baby born anywhere, any country, any nation, is born innocent and pure. This is what we believe. And what God is telling us, that your religion respects the purity of your creation that God gave you, and it's made to complement that. It is put upon that pattern. So if my human nature, if something bothers me in my heart, I'm to respect that. Muhammad said, if you don't know the law or the commandments or anything from your religion to give you what you need to make a decision, if what you're considering wavers and just keeps bothering you inside, leave it go. So it bothers me to see a baby killed. Not to mention the many that were killed when their suicide bombers that hit the World Trade Center.
You are the spiritual leader of 2.5 or 3 million African-American Muslims.
That's what I'm told.
That's what you're told. Well, that's what I'm told as well. Mm-hmm. I do know for a fact that you are a person, a man, who is greatly respected, and someone who whose opinions are strongly sought after. So I don't think there could be a better time in history than to come to you and ask you to help all of us understand Islam and really help us develop an insight into what's happening. Mm-hmm. From your point of view, what is happening in terms of Osama bin Laden and his version of Islam?
I'm not sure that Osama bin Laden is really has been accepted as the leader of Islamic community life worldwide, or even anywhere in Saudi Arabia. I'm not sure of that. I would think that he's not. I would think that the Islamic world is still divided by many different methods or schools of thought, and also by many personalities like Osama bin Laden. But definitely he has captured the attention of the world because he's identified as the mastermind behind the horrible thing that was done to our country. I feel that most of the Muslims of the world are relying upon their local people, the religious leaders, for understanding and guidance. And a great number, maybe many times bigger than that number, are depending on themselves. They go to their holy books privately, and they depend on their own opinions and mind and thinking. And thank God that most of the Muslims don't accept to have their freedom taken away. Most of the Muslims, even in countries where the freedom is taken away, most of the Muslims insist that they go privately to the Word of God, and they know the Prophet Muhammad, they know his life, and that's what is really ruling in the Islamic world, even though you can't see that, because the powerful Islamic State, the political order, the government, are not accepting that the people express themselves openly and freely.
Now available, the new book titled The Champion We Have in Common, The Dynamic African-American Soul, authored by Imam W. Dean Muhammad. Muslim American Society leader. On sale now at your local Islamic center or call 1-708-798-6653. That's 1-708-798-6653. Ask for Amatullah. Be sure to join us next time for the world broadcast of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman. For more on the ministry of Imam Muhammad, call 1-708-798-6750. All right, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.